Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steelsmith. This week's message is entitled The King, and I've called it that because whilst I'm talking about the King of Kings, I also want to give honor to a great spiritual father to many, and most definitely to me, who passed away 2 days ago. This man truly was a spiritual king. My friend, my brother, my mentor, and my uncle and pastor, Fergus McIntyre, was a literal, figurative, and spiritual giant of a man. He had the biggest heart, the deepest wisdom, the biggest bear hugs, the most wonderful love, the most incredible life, and the most extraordinary prophetic influence. And thousands upon thousands around the world whose lives Ferg and his beautiful wife Judy had touched will be mourning his deep loss today and over the coming weeks and months. And whilst all of the above are true statements about Ferg, to me he was simply my Barnabas. In other words, the truest, greatest, and deepest supporter and encourager. A long time ago, long before I moved to Africa, Fergus was a powerful prophetic voice at a point that I was deep in the wilderness. Indeed, if it were not for his and Judy's prophetic words and deep and trusting encouragements, I'm quite sure that I would not have the privilege of living and ministering in South Africa as I have. Every life that we've had the privilege of touching, and every person who's been served by a minister in Africa, has experienced some of the power and influence of the king-like man that Pastor Fergus was. Ferg once told me that prophecy was speaking into existence that which you believe in your spirit that God wants to come to pass. So many times in South Africa, deep in calamity and surrounded by bloodshed in both physical and spiritual battles, I've heeded those words and have simply spoken into existence that which I believed in my spirit that God wanted to come to pass. And I realized the simple, humble, non-performative wisdom in those profound words. So today I honor, I mourn, and I remember Pastor Fergus, and I pray that his influence on behalf of his king will continue generations from now. Ferg's life was invested in reaching the lost. This was his royal calling. And so friends, I love the passage in John 4, 43 to 54 that talks of Jesus healing the royal official's son and then his whole family repenting and turning their lives around to follow Jesus. You see, Jesus was on a mission to reach the lost, and he uses this example to show us how to fulfill our royal calling alongside him. One of his last instructions was the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. This was his mission, getting the message of the gospel to the four corners. And he invited the disciples to join him in that mission. And so too, Jesus invites us to be on a mission with him by empowering us to bring the people who are in front of us to the one who can bring life-giving and life-changing light and hope. This passage shows several ways that Jesus invites us to join him in the Great Commission: looking out for people in crisis or need, telling our stories, and declaring the promises of God. Now, looking out for people in crisis or need is fairly obvious for us, perhaps not easy, but relatively obvious. In this passage, Jesus meets a royal official who is desperately searching for a miracle for his sick son. All of us face crises at different times in our lives. They may not be as dire as this man's situation, but we've all found ourselves in that place where we have little or no hope and are crying out for a miracle. These are the times that we should turn up as a body of Christ, at the times of greatest crisis. And we are just following what Jesus did, turning up right in the middle of a terrible crisis. I often say that no one remembers you if you turn up to a party, but when you turn up at someone's funeral, you'll be well remembered. This was exactly the moment in my life when my spiritual father, Fergus, turned up. But by God's grace, when he turned up at a funeral-like moment, the Lord turned my mourning into rejoicing. Ferg did just as Jesus did in the story of the royal official. Jesus also invites us to tell our stories. There had only been one recorded miracle prior to this miracle of the healing of the official's son. So what caused the official to leave his child and journey to find Jesus? It must have been that someone had told the story of the miracle of Jesus turning water into wine, and the man heard it and turned up expectant for the second miracle. And the telling of the story here is key. Every one of us as believers has stories to tell, and simply telling our story can be a catalyst for the Holy Spirit to move powerfully. So friends, share your stories, and particularly those of the goodness and glory of God. And finally, Jesus calls us to declare the promises of God. And meeting this man and seeing his desperation, Jesus spoke these incredibly powerful words. He said, "Go, your son will live." Then because of the words that Jesus spoke, the boy was healed. And then salvation came to the man's entire household. When we proclaim the name of Jesus and the promises of God, we have the privilege of creating the space in which God can move. When we pray with people and declare his promises, we bring the power of God into people's situations. And again, This was the outworking of Fergus's life, praying, loving, declaring, and then bringing the power of God into the midst of storms. Friends, let's be intentional about reaching out to the lost in our path this week. Amen.